school, I'd be a lawyer today. I graduated from Duke Law School in 2001, when the big law chokehold on top law schools was tight. Like most law students, I believed I had only two options. I could do meaningful public interest work, but make little or no money and live my life in perpetual debt. Or I could take a big law job, make a ton of money, but not do important or interesting work. I was 23 at the time and an idiot, so I picked big law because I liked money and thought lots of money would make me happy, even if the actual work was not really something I cared about. I summered at Fenwick & West, one of the premier Silicon Valley firms. I picked them because, at the time, they were billed as a good lifestyle firm in the big law world, and I figured I could get the best of both worlds. I hated it. It was obvious, literally in the first week, that working in big law meant I was a meaningless cog in a lifeless machine that churned out pointless paperwork. It felt like nothing I did mattered to an actual person, because it didn't. I'd already decided I wasn't okay with being poor just to do meaningful public interest work, and because I thought these were my only options, I believe I had to leave the legal profession. So I did that, in a very emotionally unhealthy way, blowing up my life and career and eventually getting fired from Fenwick & West. I tell that story in detail in my book, I Hope They Serve Beer and Home. I met Bill Reed about a decade ago and quickly realized that my narrow view of possible legal career paths was wrong. There is a path to do meaningful work in law and do well financially. Plaintiff's law. The only thing I knew about plaintiff's lawyers in law school was they were ambulance chasers. And yes, the ones you see on TV and billboards mostly are. To me, this path wasn't even a consideration. But I had no idea that there were other types of plaintiff's lawyers and that people like Bill Reed existed. People who take on huge companies that commit illegal and immoral acts against regular people and beat them in court. People that fight bullies and make lots of money doing it. I mean, it's not just Bill and his firm that do this, of course. There are so many plaintiff's lawyers who do incredible work, and Bill details many of them in his book. But I had no idea about any of them. No one told me, and truthfully, I didn't do enough of my own research to realize it, which is my fault, of course. I'm not saying the work plaintiff's lawyers do is necessarily better. For some people, public interest or big law are the best option, and, you know, that's fine. But if you're like me, and you want both meaningful work and financial reward, there's a better option. Become a plaintiff's lawyer and take on high-profile, complex litigation cases where the only way justice can be served is through the tort system. What I also like about this book is that Bill states his case up front. He believes being a plaintiff's lawyer is the best possible path to a meaningful legal career. He doesn't pretend he's objective. He tells you what he thinks and where his biases lie and shows you where the skeletons in the closet are, even for his side. That's why I'm excited to write this forward. Had this book existed in 2001, I truly think it would have led me to a meaningful and fruitful career in plaintiff's law. For many of you, it's not too late to do exactly that. Tucker Max, June 2025.
Part 1. The Truth About Law School, On-Campus Interviewing, and Big Law. Chapter 1. Setting the Record Straight. Everything you've been told about being a lawyer is wrong. If you're an ambitious young lawyer who wants to do good in the world, and do well financially, you should seriously consider plaintiff's law. I know you're probably thinking, everyone knows the money comes from big law, and the impact comes from public interest work. Yes, you were told that. I was even told that when I went to law school 100 years ago. But let me ask you a question. What if everything you've been told about the legal profession is wrong? Maybe wrong is too strong. Maybe you've been told only a fraction of what you need to know to make an informed career choice. Here's the truth. Law school does a poor job of showing you all of your career options, including what I believe is the best option, becoming a plaintiff's lawyer. Law professors, on average, practiced for just 3.7 years. Which means most of them never had enough experience to understand and then teach others about the real-world practice of law. They're not able to guide you on a career path